Exeter Library attacks political free speech. Berks County gives option to not allow signs and campaign workers. Library takes the option to restrict speech. April 24, 2024. The nearly 100% taxpayer-funded Exeter Community Library, ECL, has registered its distaste with free speech in a wildly unconstitutional action, aided by Berks County government. In a cowardly action befitting despots the world over, the library made a choice on primary day to limit the speech of political candidates and their supporters. A form was sent by Berks County, "We are assuming election services, but won't bet the farm on it," that would allow private owners of businesses — the library is neither private or a business — who chose to have polling locations on premises to opt out of allowing free speech at polling places. On page 3 of the agreement, it has a notation that says, "Please check and initial if you do not want political signs on the premises." The ECL checked that off and initialed it, too. The form, signed by Assistant Director of Library Nancy Russo, gives the offending party seeming immunity from the United States Constitution's First Amendment, which states, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." The PA Constitution states in Article 1, Section 7, "The printing press shall be free to every person who may undertake to examine the proceedings of the legislature or any branch of government, and no law shall ever be made to restrain the right thereof." The free communication of thoughts and opinions is one of the invaluable rights of man, and every citizen may freely speak, write and print on any subject, being responsible for the abuse of that liberty. No conviction shall be had in any prosecution for the publication of papers relating to the official conduct of officers or men in public capacity, or to any other matter proper for public investigation or information, where the fact that such publication was not maliciously or negligently made shall be established to the satisfaction of the jury, and in all indictments for libels the jury shall have the right to determine the law and the facts, under the direction of the court, as in other cases. The freedom of speech has been upheld in an untold number of court cases over the 248 years of the Republic, and the rights of voters to have their voices heard has appeared in many. But the Exeter Library and County of Berks think they know better than the rights of man or laws in the state of Pennsylvania, and have found a way to attempt to restrict the speech of ordinary citizens through a simple piece of paper. But that's not the case. Political candidate signs have been found to be a necessary component of free speech. It is therefore reprehensible that any governmental body, be it a county government or library, should attempt to restrict that speech. But restrict they did. On primary election day 2024, I received a phone call from Exeter citizen Donna Merritt, who was working for candidates at polling places. She told me that the ECL did not allow signs or political advocates to be on premises on election day.
"We went to the ECL to inquire about this policy to find that Berks County had sent a form to every polling place allowing them to opt out of free speech, i.e., candidate advocacy."
The polling place agreement is signed by Assistant Library Director Nancy Russo, signed under the moniker of being the owner. The library building is owned by the taxpayers of Exeter through the township, which leases the building to the library for $1 a year. Merritt joined me at the library. She set up a sign for a candidate while I was inside trying to get answers about these clearly unconstitutional actions. A video exists of an exchange between she and Russo, and continues through a discussion that occurred inside between myself, Merritt, Russo, and Precinct 07 Judge of Elections Tara Neal. In the video, Russo brings Merritt's sign back to her at her car and tells her signs are not allowed. She claims that the library is private property — it most certainly is not — to attempt to justify the egregious action of denying political speech. During the discussion with Russo and Neal, both women held to the fact that Russo's signing of a piece of paper voided the free speech rights of candidates for office, in the face of my questioning as to whether it was the library's official policy that free speech is not welcome at the library. Russo admitted to signing the form, but said the decision was made by the library board. I mentioned my incredulity of the policy shift of the organization that was able to muster 21 commenters at a Board of Supervisors meeting in September, all of them screaming about free speech over a resolution by the BOS asking the library to put proper policing of age limits on objectionable material in the library aimed at kids. How is that a free speech issue but this is not? Both women remained professional, holding to their silly proposition of denying political speech being righteous. A question that needs to be asked is, how would a candidate who is running a write-in campaign for an office get votes at the library under this inane, daft, anti-freedom of speech policy? Later that day, I contacted my First Amendment attorney, Paula Knutson Burke, who defended me in Exeter Township's unconscionable attempt to block my free speech rights in revealing the harassment report against Supervisor Dave Hughes. Exeter tried to conceal the report in a bid to use continued lies and false accusations which were known in the report, against Hughes. Burke was outraged by the library's and county's actions, as any freedom-loving person would be. She asked me to write up a brief account of the day, and send the information to her so that she could pass it on to her contacts in the America Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. I sent along the pictures and the video for inclusion in her report. Burke agreed that this was an attempt to stifle political speech and anti-democratic to the extreme. She hopes that the ACLU will take this up and get it straightened out before the November election. To hear the audio portion of the video mentioned above, tune into the Exeter Underground episode 96. The show will be live at noon on Wednesday, April 24th, and available in podcast form after the live airing. You can listen live at media3.mixlr.com.